Studio View, MWABCRadio.com.
In the spirit of trying to connect.
A great way to see an angel and a beauty.
There's no doubt.
Take a listen.
Take a listen.
Take a peek.
Turn it up!
Curtis and Ebony, 77 WABC.
All right, a little George Michael there. Now, if you enjoy sex, then you probably already know the benefits, right? It's great for stress relief, get your cardio in for the day, and quite frankly, I mean, the right person is just a lot of fun. But there's a new study that says...
Now, hold on a second.
Go ahead, Curtis.
Let me cut you off at the pass.
Go ahead. Right. Here goes a man interrupting me. Go ahead,
a
Curtis.
A good cardio, that's if it lasts more than 5 minutes.
What are you trying to say about yourself, Curtis?
I'm not saying myself, but I'm saying there are a lot of couples out there when they have that urge to merge. You know, all of a sudden they're all over one another, and 5 minutes later it's over. I don't think that's much of a cardio workout.
I don't know anything about what you speak of here,
Half
Curtis,
hour, but. Hour. Yeah, okay, now you're starting to get the revs up there.
All right. So anyway, like I was saying, you are ridiculous. There's a new study that says having more sex is also good for your career. So, you know, for those of us, and I'm going to get into this in a second when we get the good doctor on, I've abstained from sex, quite frankly, as a trade-off to focus on my career, and I've seen enormous benefits there. But apparently, according to this study, Curtis, I got this whole thing wrong. And I would actually be even further professionally if I was having more sex. So we are now joined by Dr. Judy. She's a world-renowned clinical psychologist and a certified sex therapist. Dr. Judy, thanks for being with us.
What a pleasure, and how sweet of you to share what your experience was. So that worked for you, Ebony, and I would say you didn't really need love to abstain totally, because that having sex can just get your drive even stronger at work. But this part of the report from the city councilman in Sweden that wants people to take sex during work is really a bad idea. This guy has got to be put on the couch.
I think so, Dr. Judy. Now, let me say where I'm coming from. So according to this study that I'm referencing here, this was from Oregon State University. It talked about, you know, it actually having a benefit. Because, look, people, you're going to have a pep in your step, have a better attitude, maybe just, and of course, that's going to translate to maybe better work productivity. So I get that. But here's where I'm saying, if you're not in an exclusive committed relationship or marriage with the sex, all right, if you're just out here in the streets dating, trying to hit or miss, see what works and what doesn't, my fear, Dr. Judy, was that I would be distracted by the disappointment of perhaps a disappointing experience romantically. So do you see where I'm coming from?
I do, and you're right about that, but I do have to add that being a counselor for marriages and sex for so many years now, really, I mean, there are lots of couples who are not having great sex. I mean, so that can be equally distracting. I think the qualification in there has to be if you're having good sex, that's satisfying, that both people feel good about it, then it's going to be good for your career because you're happy. And like you said, it's pep in your step. You feel satisfied. You're not going to work with this agony of like, oh my God, I didn't get what I needed. I don't feel set. I didn't have my orgasm. He didn't feel like he had enough ejaculations. Or came too soon or something. So, you know, it's the matter of, is it good? And the whole thing gets down to, first, personal satisfaction, feeling, wow, I had a great time, my body feels good. And secondly, those chemicals that flow in your brain, because if you got those endorphins going in your brain, that's good for you. If you have cortisol going in your brain from stress over bad sex or bad work, that's bad for you. So it's those two things. How happy are you, and what are your chemicals doing?
All right, but Dr. Judy, years ago, it used to be the norm that some people would have the 2-martini lunch and get totally unstressed that way and then go back to work and finish out their day. The situation sometimes involves sex in the workplace, in which you cut out with somebody that you're working with. You have that urge to merge. You know, you have your cardio workout for the day. You both come back and things seem to be euphoric, the problem is that's probably more likely the people you're going to be having sex with is somebody at your job site. And then if things don't work out, oh boy, it's going to haunt you not only the rest of the day, but maybe for weeks and months thereafter.
Well, you're absolutely right, Curtis. As usual, you pointed out one of the biggest problems, and that is that this sex, now, whatever he said, sex outside of work, good sex, good for you. Sex break, this thing that the Swede, that the Swedish councilman is trying to promote, bad idea for the reason that you said. It's creating all kinds of problems. People are going to come to work. Now, who am I going to hook up with today? Now, there's no question that when you have a sexual experience and you have that, the orgasm or the ejaculation, this is good for you because it reduces the desire. For that moment, those chemicals go flood your brain, you feel pleasure, the sex pleasure chemicals, and you're relaxed. And so your brain can focus more on work. But we don't want that to happen during work, and I'll tell you how to solve that. And it's exactly what Ebony did. It's that you channel the urge that you were mentioning to merge, that all that flush of, I want to have sex, into creativity at your job, and guess what? You'll do better with it. So that's my recommendation, and that's what I've been telling people.
Now,
if you're feeling... What?
Well, I was going to say, Doctor, back to my strategy on celibacy and abstinence around this. This is my thing. The great sex, I gotcha. Copy that. But again, let's say you have you're a single guy or girl and you're out here and you have this great, wonderful sex you speak of. But then because it's not in the context of a relationship, you don't get it again. And so now all those great hormones and things you were feeling are not happening because instead what you're doing is you're sitting there looking at your phone every 5 minutes during your workday when you should be being productive, hoping that this guy or girl that you just were hooking up with in this sweet, wonderful way calls you.
Well, you're absolutely right, and that is why my advice has always been if you're getting yourself into those kinds of bad relationships where you're distracted and you're worrying and sitting like you said, waiting for the call or annoyed that you didn't like the text or you saw an Instagram with somebody else in it, then you got to take a look at yourself and say, this is bad. This is destroying my work, my feelings, my sense of high self-esteem. Out. Finished. Done. But, Ebony, I don't go so far as to say go to the point of celibacy. Just be smart. If you're going to hook up, pick people who you're going to have a good experience
with. Dr. Judy, I mean, how's a girl supposed to know that? You can't just, I mean, you got to take a risk here, right? It's all ultimately a risk we're taking when you go out on a first or second or third date. You don't know if it's going to be, the one, the magical one.
Yeah, but I have my rules about no sex on the first date.
Oh, let's talk about the, well, of course not. Of course not. But I do want to know what are the rules? Just run them down for me right quick.
So you need to vet the person, V-E-T, vet them, make sure, ask what they've been in their relationships before, what has happened in them, what are their intentions right now. Now, they could be wrong, but I would never say be celibate. I'm not in favor of that. You should be going out and having a good time and still enjoying yourself, but be smart about it. And I think if you're not smart about it, then boo.
and Dr. Judy, for those bosses who are over the top, since most of them tend to be male in our society, a nice break in the day, whether it's at noon or a little thereafter, they hook up with a dominatrix who beats the living daylights out of them. They submit to her will. They will come back and they will be more pliant than overly aggressive as they are. Am I right or wrong about that?
Oh, my God. Well, you know what? I can't say you're wrong. Curtis, you're never wrong. You always come up with these ideas that are like off the wall, but they're on the point.
Yeah, because remember, the moment the boss gets to the job, they're over the top. They're roaring. Nobody wants to deal with them. So maybe their lunchtime or a little after lunch, they go to a dominatrix. They catch a beating, a whipping. They're submissive. And they come back and they have all that aggressiveness out of their system. They'll be a lot easier to deal with after lunch.
I get what you're saying, but I can't recommend that. I'm not going to start business for the dominatrix, for the high-powered executives. The point is, if they're aggressive and angry, they're toxic bosses. and they need to go to therapy and get out their aggression and their hatred to everybody and their need to control people and be mean and go beat a pillow instead of be beaten themselves or beat on their people. But meanwhile, I also do not in any way, shape, or form agree with this report about a sex break during lunchtime. It's absolutely ridiculous.
Couldn't agree more, Dr. Judy. I think that would be a recipe for disaster. And we certainly don't get down like that here at WABC 77. No, absolutely not. Thank you so much for joining us, Dr. Judy. You are a world-renowned clinical psychologist and certified sex therapist. So how about it? I mean, certainly I don't think more sex is good for your career, but, you know, Dr. Judy here agreeing with at least that part of the argument that the best career move you can make is having even more good sex. Give us a call here, 1-800-848-WABC, 1-800-848-9222.
Well, I mean, it's all depending on who you're having the sex with.
Oh, no doubt about that, Curtis, because if it's that 4 or 5 minute stuff you're talking about, I think most people will agree we'll pass on that. But more on that, give us your thoughts, 1-800-848-WABC, 1-800-848-9222, right here at the brand new Curtis and Ebony Show.